submission. You are submitting to your husband does not mean you are inferior. No. It's not that you are inferior. No. It's not that you are not gifted. No. It's not that you are not anointed. No. But in the house of God, there is orderliness. There is orderliness. In that your house, the orderliness in your house has constituted that that man is the head. Your husband is not there because he knows more than you, but he is there by divinely elected. He did not make himself a man. Neither did you make yourself a woman. But he that rules in the kingdom of men made it so and gave you an eye instruction that we husband, we should love without any condition. You wife should submit without any condition. Like we are. In John 15 from verse 1, Jesus said, he is the vine, we are the branches. He is the vine, we are the branches. The vine supplies the nutrients. The vine holds the branches. But the vine does not hold the fruits. It's the branches that holds the fruits. The reason why you are the glory of your husband, people will see Jesus in that home by the fruits you bear, by your character. Once you don't submit to him and you don't respect him, your beauty will disappear. You will dress, the man will not look at you. He told us by your conversation and your submission, you will win your husband. You will win your husband. You kill the man by not being submissive to that man. You kill the man by not respecting that man. You kill that man with your word. You kill that man with your fire. You kill that man with your troubleness. You kill that man without peace of mind. As a wife, the way to be in charge of your husband is by submission. The way to be in charge is by submission. That's the way you will submit to your husband. Whatever you bring to his table, he approves it. The same way, there's a way you will believe in Jesus. And you are following him. That's why he said, whatever I hear you say, that is what I will do. Jesus told us. He said, whatever I hear you say, I will do. Another key point, comparison. Don't compare your husband with any other man. Don't never you dream it. Never you think it. Never you say it. Your husband is your husband. That man is that man. No two men are the same. That's why no two families, no two homes are the same. Each home is unique. Each individual is unique. Never you compare. Never you use your mouth and say to your husband, others are buying cars for their wives. Why you didn't buy for me? And you saw him and you married him. Why you didn't go and marry those that are buying car? Why you did not go and marry those that are buying car? Abi, didn't see those that are buying car before you say yes to your husband. You also see the submission in 1 Peter. 1 Peter 3, 1 to 2. 1 Peter 3, 1 to 2. You also see the same thing talking about submission. Because some of you will say, okay, Apostle Paul. Paul the Apostle did not see Jesus. How will he tell us? Or Paul the Apostle did not marry. How will he tell us things about marriage? The two people that talk more about marriage did not marry. Paul the Apostle and Jesus Christ. Search the scripture. Paul the Apostle and Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, they didn't marry, but they taught more about marriage. Why? Marriage is something instituted on a holy covenant for godly offspring, like we said last Sunday. 1 Peter, can we get it there now? 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 1 and 2. I read, likewise, ye, when you see ye in King James, he's talking about you. Likewise, ye, wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. 2. Why they behold your chastised conversation coupled with fear. Prevention. Maybe those online, you married, you and your husband married before you accepted Jesus. And now you have accepted Jesus and your husband is now the demon. Look at that. 1 Peter 3, 1, 2. He told us by your conversation and your submission, you will win your husband. You will win your husband. But when your husband will say one, you will say 25. Your husband is still talking and your voice is already up. And you will be the first to cry. And you will be the first to complain. And you will be the first to murmur. Submission. Several wives are not yet at peace with the word from the Lord. Yes, several wives. Several wives. They are not yet at peace with that word that our Lord said that you must submit. That's why you will hear some of them saying that they are feminine. Feminist. That the feminist doesn't have anybody. Anybody can control you. And they form group. And they're from their group, they will start using nice cars. They will move from this environment and they move to VI. They'll move to Lekki. Some of them will travel outside because their counterpart outside is willing to help them. I'm telling you the truth. You have not met a smoker. A smoker does not beg to be squatted or accommodated. Once a smoker shows up, the colleague knows that this one is my counterpart. He just offer him the cigarette. They are friends already. And he can give him anything he wants. A smoker doesn't need to. He just show up. Bros, how about now? Just collect this one. From that, collect that one. They start to talk. The same way, the feminists, they are all over. And you will see them on social media telling you that they bought a car without a man. They build a house without a man. They have children without a man. They can do whatever they want to do without a man. And you that is married, I say, after marrying this stupid man, that is what some of you call your husband. Stupid man, useless man. Don't mind that fool. Don't mind that idiot. It's only to eat and disturb me in the night. That is what he knows how to do. Just to eat and disturb me in the night. That man is useless. In fact, I am looking for a day that he will die so that someone will help me. I know that I'm a widow. But this one that is still alive, you are blocking my way. And you forgot that when you look at the scripture, there is a criteria for a widow to be helped in the church. You must be up to 60 years. It's not that you are 30 years, your husband died, you start disturbing church committee and welfare. Go and look for a job. If you don't have children in that marriage, go and marry another man. That is what Apostle Paul said. You have not known that, you have not read that place. That's a criteria for helping a widow. You must be 60 years. And you must be a widow that has been labored in the world. And you have been a hospitable to stranger. You have harbored a stranger. And you don't have children to be able to cater for you. Church will come in. Not that you are 40 years, you are disturbing church committee. I have not eaten. School fees, they never pay. House rent. But you prayed and killed your husband. Yeah. You killed the man by not being submissive to that man. You killed the man by not respecting that man. You killed that man with your word. You killed that man with your fire. You killed that man with your troubleness. You killed that man without peace of mind. The man will be crying in the night. Will be asking God, Did I make a mistake by marrying this woman? And it breaks, let me tell you, it breaks husband's heart when he picked that woman from a church. Listen to me. It breaks that man's heart when he come in a meeting of the gathering of the saints, and with your modest dressing, and with your composed nature, and with your figure eight, and with everything, the man say, instead of me to go and marry a prostitute, I am now in the house where the children of God gather. Let me pick a wife, without knowing that he is picking a glorified prostitute. A well-packaged prostitute. A well-packaged rebellion spirit. It breaks that man's heart. And that's why you see some men don't go to church. That's why I see some men don't go to church. Because After you sit down here, I'm still talking of submission. I have not entered the second point. Even if you get this submission, only this submission, I am okay with it. And my Father who lives in me and who lives in heaven knows. Some of you, when you live here, the prayer you are praying on your husband's head when the man is sleeping, if anybody hears that prayer, they will think that you are coming from a witchcraft meeting. They will think the prayer that comes from your mouth and you're coming from church. You will say, anybody blocking my way, die. Even those that say they are husband and they are not husband, they should die. Many wives are not comfortable with it, that the Lord gave the commandment that they should submit. They will want to qualify their submission. Listen. They will want to qualify their submission and set boundaries beyond which the man must not go. Must not go. You will see this place in verse 24, where we read in Ephesians chapter 5. Then we set a boundary. Hey, you are my husband. But no, this side, two is not one, this side. But two is one, this side. No. Don't use your own and swallow my own. No. Your husband is an authority over you. Your husband is an authority over you. Your husband is a covering over you. Your husband is everything if you are married. The Bible said, submit to your husband. Men, don't expect that woman in your office to be submissive to you. She's not your wife. Yeah. That is a walk. That's why I see some people that did not rightly divide the word of God. They will walk into an office. They will see that a woman is the boss there. Some men, because they are ignorant of the world, they say, I cannot be under a woman. Oh, go and find your own company now. Go and find your own company. She's not your wife. The Bible says, wives, submit to your husband. I say it again. If you bow down to greet your pastor and you stand up to greet your husband, you are a hypocrite and a disgrace to the body of Christ. That is what we are seeing. If you ask many husbands, they will tell you that pastors have collected their wives. So it's only what pastors said now that their wives are doing, Pastors have collected their wives. And that's why some of them, when you are a pastor talking to them, they will not listen to you until they know the stuff you are made of. Because they are afraid of you. They will be counting you. You are one of them that collected his wife. I'm telling you, no man plays with his wife. A man can cut your neck off because of his wife. I will tell you a story about this submission. I will not call the states. I was there. So, I was doing my internship there. Their tradition is, once a woman is married, don't talk to that woman. That is their tradition, which is wicked tradition. But only God knows what they have seen, because they have oil in their land. And you know, the oil boys are rich. Oil company boys are rich. So when they come into a community, they turn the girls there around. So this community, they have oil. So I don't know, because of their experience made them to enact that wicked culture. And this young man, as observing a young man that works with us, that this young man always talked to the wife. He approached the young man and said, "See, this woman you are talking to, she is my wife. Don't talk to her and don't walk with her the way I always see you walk with her. It is against our belief." The young man thought that, well, I have money, and after all, we are in 21st century. You will see the century by force. The young man came to the office and reported to the boss that, "Please call this young man that is working with you to leave my wife alone." He did it severally. The next time he used machete on that guy, he cut off the guy's head and called police. That is how the guy lost his life. No man plays with his wife. That's why Jesus does not play with us. He said, "We are apple of his eyes. Whatever that touches us touches him." When he met Saul, when he was Saul, he said, "Why are you persecuting me, Saul? Why? It is me that you are persecuting." Submission. Submission. I think I will round up in this submission. As a wife, the way to be in charge of your husband is by submission. The way to be in charge is by submission. That's the way you will submit to your husband. Whatever you bring to his table, he approves it. The same way, there's a way you will believe in Jesus and you are following him. Whatever, that's why he said, "Whatever I hear you say, that is what I will do." Jesus told us. Say, "Whatever I hear you say, I will do." Another key point, comparison. Don't compare your husband with any other man. Don't never you dream it. Never you think it. Never you say it. Your husband is your husband. That man is that man. No two men are the same. That's why no two families, no two homes are the same. Each home is unique. Each individual is unique. Never you compare, never you use your mouth and say to your husband, "Others are buying cars for their wives. Why you didn't buy for me? And you saw him and you married him. Why you didn't go and marry those that are buying car? Why you did not go and marry those that are buying car? I didn't see those that are buying car before you said yes to your husband." Never you compare your husband with any man. Never you. By comparing your husband with another man, you are putting undue pressure. That's why it looks like we have more widows than widowers. Yes, men die more than women. Because you have subjected your husband to undue pressure. Every night, when he comes back, what he's hearing is that this one has bought car. This one, their children are schooling in a best school. This one is staying in better estate. This one has the 50 inches television. This one has this. This one has that. Don't compare your husband with any other man. Don't compare your husband with any other man. There are many things to say, but I strongly believe that our overseer, he knows what to do, and follow him tomorrow by 7 p.m. And for those of you online, don't. What do you want from that your union? What do you want from your union? I want us to be on our feet. I want us to be on our feet and begin to talk to God. What did you want? What did you want from that union?
Beauty of Jesus be seen.
Put your hands together for our God. What a powerful message. So concise. Hallelujah.